When our enemies found out that we knew their plans and that God himself had warned them, we all returned to our work on the wall. However, from then on, only half of the men worked, while the other half guarded with spears, shields, bows, and chainmail. The leaders stood behind the people of Judah who were building the wall. The workers continued their work, holding the load with one hand and a weapon with the other. Everyone who built had a sword secured to their side. The one who played the trumpet stayed with me to sound the alarm. You know, this is a word that confronts me a lot, even in times of great distress. It's a story of a man who walked according to God's purpose, and that by walking pleasing God and under his purpose, he did not stop experiences moments of affliction and difficulty. The first thing I want to remind you today, life is effort. Life brings trials. Life is one of processes, but living it with Christ in our heart makes each process and each circumstance bring a teaching and lead us to a sure victory. Processes in God do not happen because, yes, I do not know how many complicated situations has touched you in your life. Maybe today you are going through one of them. But when you know that God is in control, you start looking at things from a different perspective. You stop focusing on why. And the first thing you try to find out is the so. So that each circumstance has a purpose and how God sees it. It is different from how the world wants to see it. Perhaps the world wants to think that you are defeated because you don't have money, or because you were born in the place where you were born, or with the family that is around you. But if you look at it from God's perspective, you will realize that God, for a reason, placed you there. And you must find it. Now, you will not find it on Facebook, WhatsApp, or spending more time with people. You are going to discover it by spending time with God. This is what men has found difficult to understand. We get used to living a separation from God, and it seems that the word is very classic and that it has already settled in our slang. It's easy to speak because it is what this world has led us to. But now, in these times of pandemic, where the only relationship we can lead are with people who are inside the home or through an internet platform, we have refrained from embracing. Now the Bible already teaches it in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Everything has its time, but we have to learn from each process and each circumstance. And I am talking about this because perhaps today you woke up with the feeling to give up. Maybe today you woke up wanting to throw in the towel. Maybe today you woke up without wanting anything. And you know I don't blame you for that. I think at some point in life, we all go through that circumstance. It does not mean that you are in sin. It does not mean that you are wrong. But if you want to say one thing, we need to cling to faith. And the only person who can sustain us, who can give clarity to our day, who can open our understanding, so that we can see beyond what our eyes are not being able to see, the one from whom hope is born, the one who promised to be with us every day until the end of the world, that is God. And so when I read this word from Nehemiah chapter 4, it confronts me. Now the book of Nehemiah is a great story. And you know that it's the best of everything. That it is not a fable or a story of something that happened at some point or something that did not happen. It was something that happened. And as the Bible itself teaches, there are events that happen at certain times and they are registered there to teach us. So the Lord promised to be with us and he also left us his word to strengthen us so that we could have hope to know that every day that we open our eyes is a new opportunity, only separated from the source, we will not be able to see him. He continues to open roads in the desert and rivers in solitude. It's only God. Now, it is good from time to time to recognize our limitations, because it will be the only way in which we'll see God act. When there's something humanity left in us, when there's a little bit left in us of believing that we can, we undo what God wants to do. We limit what God wants to do because we try to intervene in every situation. And there are times when it's better to give up, but for God to act, not to leave everything thrown away. And that is why I hope you are understanding me. I hope to make myself be understood. Nehemiah was a man who did not receive a revelation, did not have a dream, nor did a prophet come to speak to him. It's that God will use you, or perhaps you have promises from God that God has told you. Nehemiah, the Bible does not record that he had an encounter with God to leave what he was doing and feel pain, because many of his friends or families, or where he came from, they were in crisis. He simply made the determination, or that he could stay comfortable in the place where he was working, earning his salary, and forget where he came from, or make the best decision of his life. Understand that the life, every obstacle is a challenge, and you have a challenge ahead of you. And you know what is wonderful about challenges? That challenges come for those who can overcome them. God does not allow challenges to come for those who are not going to leave him lying. Yesterday you went through circumstances that strengthened your faith for this moment. For this moment and that hour is this moment in which that faith has to be sown through action. And as the Bible says, actions that God had already prepared for you in advance so that you could do them. You just have to see that you are believing. If I say that I am believing in God and I follow him, his life has to be made in my life. I am making myself be understood. If I say that I have my faith in God, faith without works is deed, I have to start taking the first step. And I cannot stay lying in a corner crying to see what happens, because perhaps nothing will happen. Changes, my beloved friends, are necessary. And today you are experiencing changes. Perhaps you do not like them. And perhaps the changes that you are experiencing today have brought a detachment to your life. Nehemiah had decided to leave everything, to go to do a job that he considered that in God he could do it. And it was to reunite a nation, restore a city, and to build some walls. Now, when he arrived at that place, he did not find something already done. Everything was destroyed. The people were divided. There was violence, destruction, and some were only interested in what they could achieve for themselves. Nehemiah, when he arrived at that place, instead, he did not say anything. He was silent. These few minutes would not be enough for me to tell you everything that happened, but I go to where I want to take you. After 3 days in silence, Nehemiah gathered the people and gave them a word that activated them to get them back up, to restore and work for what they had once received, but they had to let go. And they understood that God forgave them. But now they had to get up. And the people heard Nehemiah's voice. And they began to work. If they began to move, they began to build the walls. The first thing they had to do was to build the walls, because a city without walls was a city at the mercy of the thieves or wild animals that were at the mercy of destroyers, looters. The first thing is to raise the walls. And today, where I want to take you is, the time has come to restore. And you may be focusing on doing this or that, but first is to reassess your life and know that the walls that are down in your life, that you need to rise again. It will be in your family, in the relationship, in the finances, in the ministry, in the relationship with God. you must first restore to then focus the vision towards what we want to conquer or where we want to expand. This is necessary because if you leave gaps in the walls, sooner or later you will return to the condition from which you came or from where you came. And let me tell you that when God does something, He makes it new. Not so that you fall into the same error over and over again. And that is why Nehemiah began to rebuild. But then something also happened. Once you start to rebuild, once you start to revalue, once you start to let the God work in your life, an enemy will always rise up. In this case, they rose up against Nehemiah, who wanted to hinder the work that Nehemiah was doing to help the people and to build the walls, because they wanted to see those people destroyed under slavery. You know, Satan's intention is not to help you. The intention of darkness is not to give you a good life, because even if you think that the sorcery or people that helped you with the work of darkness, at some point, He will make you pay. Whenever God wants to do something in your life, get ready, because Satan is going to try to avoid it. But he can never avoid what God has planned to do, unless you give up stopping to believe. Blur yourself and believe his lies. Nehemiah did not believe the words that these enemies were saying. Words that were trying to torment and steal the minds of the people. And all of these words made many leave the work and left it in the middle. Nehemiah prayed and spoke to the people and reminded them of the purpose. Today I come as a friend to remind you of your purpose. Women, young men who are listening to me, do not get carried away by anxiety. Do not react in the wrong way. There is a purpose in the middle of everything. Do not despair. Learn to observe and to be patient. Now and listen, understand. Do not be discouraged. Now is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment of God for your life. And then you know what happened? The people recovered courage, but now they changed the strategy. They no longer built just to build. And although the work turned double, they were always ready to. Do you know how they built? With one hand, they rebuilt the wall. And with the other hand, they had their sword. Their sword ready. Perhaps this is the way of today. Always attentive. But it's not the time to give up. It is the moment to trust in the one who has already conquered. In Jesus, a victory that has achieved more than 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary, and that is still enforced today. Father, I thank you for your words. Thank you, Lord, because today, will you remind us and lift us up. Thank you for your fidelity, and because by receiving these words, Lord, you remind us how much you love us. And that you have always been there. It only strengthens our faith to be able to believe that if we are weak, encourage our hearts, Lord. Father, I pray for each person so that they are filled with your Holy Spirit and that today they can be lifted up and used as Nehemiah. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. And that I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. Blessings.